Good morning. Skies are partly to mostly cloudy across interior New York and New England, with areas of fog in some places as well. Temperatures are seasonably mild and generally in the lower to mid-50s early this morning. However, with the rising sun, we'll see most of that cloud cover and fog mix out to reveal mostly sunny skies during the afternoon, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the mid-70s on average for daytime highs. High pressure will be in control into the upcoming weekend, leaving it dry and mostly clear tonight with lows back down into the 50s. That high pressure center will allow a southerly wind flow to develop on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, even milder with highs in the middle to upper 70s. A deep trough of low pressure will begin to move into the middle of the country for the second half of the weekend on Sunday. This will in turn produce strong ridging in our part of the country, and temperatures will be even warmer with mostly sunny skies and even a touch of summer-like humidity. Highs will be close to 80. With that strong ridge, still in the upper 70s on Monday, but the trough will begin to pivot our way, and some energy will flow in from the Ohio Valley, producing at least a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Showers and thunderstorms will become more likely on Tuesday as the trough makes its way closer to us and highs will stay in the 70s. As that trough moves through back into the lower 70s, with still the chance of a shower on Wednesday before we cool it off and dry it down by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy rain ahead of post-tropical cyclone Beta will continue to make an impact across the southern Appalachians into the Carolinas today. The post-tropical cyclone is expected to gradually weaken as it moves slowly toward the southern Appalachians, and the threat of heavy rain will also gradually lessen as the system becomes more diffuse by the time it reaches the coast. Nevertheless, locally heavy rain could result in some flooding issues in these areas. Meanwhile, an active weather pattern will bring a low-pressure system into the Pacific Northwest, where unsettled weather will continue into the weekend. Some of the rain will reach into the northern Intermountain region. Meanwhile, upper-level ridging will extend from the southwest into the northern Rockies and then eastward into the high plains, and this will lead to the possibility of record-high temperatures for today. Fire weather will be elevated to critical from parts of the northern high plains and Rockies to the Great Basin through the weekend as strong surface wind gusts and dry conditions sweep across ahead of the cold front. Smoke from wildfires will continue to result in poor air quality across parts of California and parts of the northern and central Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 43 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 55, 100% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, and Ocotillo Wells, also in California, to a low of 4 above zero at Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, in Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 60, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, still just a half inch for the month, which is now 2.09 inches below normal, and 24.41 inches for the year, which is 4.33 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 48, the record high, 91, set in 2017, and the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:46 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:46 p.m., 12 hours of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny with a touch more humidity on Sunday, near 80. Partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Monday in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms more likely on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, middle to upper 70s. Chance of a shower on Wednesday, partly sunny, otherwise lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-60s on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.